Today's top stories. I'm Tona Takadila. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has announced a successful drilling campaign offshore the country in the Orange Basin. The Capricornus 1X well operated by Rhino Resources reached a depth of 4,957 meters and found 38 meters of hydrocarbon pay. NAMCOR's Manager for Marketing, Communication and Public Relations, Paulo Coelho.
The next step after the discovery will be about post-drilling analysis, and this includes detailed lab studies on the oil samples that we collected, a basic reservoir evaluation, and mapping out the full extent of the resources that are in the well. Now, based on that, the JV partners will decide how best to move forward and if they make a financial investment decision or final investment decision, whether that's an additional appraisal well or if we can progress towards development, which is what we're hoping for. In terms of contributions, each partner plays their key role. Rhino Resources, as the major operator, leads the technical and work execution. Azule will bring a lot of deep water experience and expertise from both BP and ENI. NAMCOR will just ensure the local content, the regulatory alignment, and we represent Namibia's interests in the project.
The Kingdom of Lesotho held a special mass at the Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Maseru to honor the late Pope Francis. The country is home to a large Roman Catholic community. Speaking to SABC News, the church's Archbishop, Tlali Relotoli, praised the pontiff's desire for peace to reign in war-torn countries.
He never shied away talking about the conflict in Gaza and saying war would not lead to any good end. He so much prayed about the peace between Russia and Ukraine. And at some point, of course, he became a very controversial figure because when he was convinced, he didn't care whom he was talking to.
Heads of state, monarchs and other foreign dignitaries are arriving in Rome ahead of the funeral of Pope Francis. It's the last chance for the public to view the open coffin at St. Peter's Basilica before hundreds of thousands are expected in and around the Vatican for the funeral on Saturday.
We're approaching the final few hours of people being able to pay tribute to Pope Francis in person. He will lie in state until 7 o'clock tonight local time in St. Peter's Basilica. An hour after that, his coffin will be sealed ahead of the funeral tomorrow. The Vatican has said they expect 50 heads of state and 10 reigning monarchs to be among the guests at the funeral. Estimates vary wildly about the number of members of the public who are likely to attend, but some saying it could be as many as 250,000. Security here is being stepped up ahead of tomorrow. There's a huge number of police on the streets. There are even snipers on rooftops and police helicopters often flying overhead as the eyes of the world focus on the Vatican. John Beaver.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he's hoping for multiple trade deals over the next 3 to 4 weeks. In an interview with Time magazine, the U.S. president also remained upbeat about talks with China, which he says have started, although China denies this.
After Russia's latest attack, Mr. Trump posted on Truth Social, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done," he wrote. Mr. Trump's comments are notable because he is often accused of being too soft on Russia for its assault on Ukraine, recently blaming Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky for what he called inflammatory statements, making it difficult to settle the war. Steve Witkoff, Mr. Trump's special envoy, is expected to meet with Russian President Putin for the fourth time this week in the hopes of agreeing to a peace deal. It's been reported that for the war to end, Russia may demand Ukraine agree to formally recognize Crimea as Russia, territory it already seized from Ukraine 11 years ago. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.